The plan is seemingly a rebuke of recent elected Republicans supporting Biden's operation where about 53,000 Afghans are living on U.S. bases in Wisconsin, Texas, New Mexico, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, as the administration hopes to bring at least 95,000 Afghans to the U.S. over the next 12 months and resettle them across 46 states. Last month, as Breitbart News reported, 49 House and Senate Republicans voted to allow Biden to open the resettlement up to an endless flow of Afghans in the future while providing those who arrive in the U.S. with housing assistance, cash, driver's licenses, and welfare benefits. Similarly, 18 Republican governors had voiced their support for Biden's operation and asked the administration to resettle Afghans in their states. Republican voters, though, are overwhelmingly against the operation. A Pew Research Center survey shows Americans are, by a majority of 55%, not confident in Biden's ability to adequately vet Afghans. In addition, 63% of Republicans and those who lean Republican oppose Biden's resettlement operation altogether. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.